you could use a flare for a mechitza. Yeah. But according to this Tratachlera, may you say midiraisa, you can't use a bal chayin animal for a mechitza. That's not called a mechitza. Mechitza has to be something you made, or else it does, it's not standing up, duch ruach. But if it's there ruach, that's not called a mechitza. Mechitza means it's a good separation. And not if it's there with wind, if you take away the wind, it'll die or plots, that's no good. Omama, before we learned, Mishum Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Amru, they said over the name of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that af ein kaisvin olav gitinoshim. You can't ride a get isha, a get, you can't ride on an animal. But the more my time of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, what's the reasoning of Rabbi Yossi Aglili? What's wrong? It's my time of the Rabbi Yossi Aglili. What's wrong? Who are you riding a get on an animal? It's a good parchment. What's wrong? And the Gemara, the Tanya, we learned like this. The Pasuk says, Sefer. It says, write a Sefer Krisis. Write a get. Is only yell a Sefer? You mean Mamish, maybe a Sefer is a trashy cloth. Maybe you have to use parchment for a get. I mean, now in the Rabbis called over, how do I know you could use any type of material, even paper? You don't have to use parchment, even paper is good. Talmud loim of a kosav lo mikol mokum. Any way of writing to the get, that's good. In Cain, if so, not Talmud loim is Sefer. Why does the Pasuk say the cost of law safer creases? Why does it say the word safer, which is mashma only a cloth, only parchment? Loim loch to teach us. Mas safer, just like parchment. Dov ashein beruachayim, right now it's not alive. It has no life to it. V'yein oichel, you can't eat it. Is af kol dov ashein beruachayim. Who are then anything to write a get on has to be, it doesn't have life. That's why you can't write it on the back of an animal. V'yein oichel, it can't be something edible. You can't write a get on food. That's Rabbi Yossi Aglili Shita. For Rabbanan, what's the Rabbanan Shita? They hold, yes, you could use a get, you could write a get even on an animal. They say like this, Ikosiv Bas Sefer, if it would have said Bas Sefer Kadamrit, then you have a good deal. Bas Sefer means the get can only be written on something like a Sefer. It has to be not a Balchai, not food. Habahashta, the Chsiv Sefer, now the third just says, because of law, Sefer Krisis, doesn't say because of law, Bas Sefer, in the Sefer. But just says, because of law, Sefer Krisis, we say, know what the word Sefer means. It just means to say inside the get, you have to write out exactly what you're doing. You have to say, with this piece of paper, I want to give you a get, I want to get rid of you, that you should be mutter to anybody else. That's all the Torah means. The Torah doesn't mean to say safer means the way it has to, on what it has to be written. There's no halach on what it has to be written. It can be written on anything, even on the back of an animal. The Torah safer just means what has to be written inside, Sviras Dvarim, speak out exactly what's going on. All right, let's stop here.
You. Yeah. That's Chov Dalar on my base, holding. Yeah, stop from the top again.
Amamar, Mishum Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omru, Afein Koisfin Olav Gitinoshim. You're not allowed to ride a get to your wife on top of an animal. That's what we're talking about. Certain things you can't do with an animal. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili says you can't ride a get on the back of an animal and give it to your wife. My time with Rabbi Yossi Aglili, what's the reason for Rabbi Yossi Aglili? What's wrong with it? The time we learned, the Pasuk says, like the cost of law safer. You have to write the safer. So what is it? It's talking about Gershon giving a get, it says a lotion of a safer. So the Gemara ain't li yell a safer. Maybe you really have to use a safer, which means a cloth, a piece of parchment. Maybe you could only write a get on a piece of parchment. Minayim the rabbi's called over. How do we know you can write a get on anything, a piece of paper, a piece of cardboard, anything? Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says, because of law, Sefer Krisis. Because of law, write to her, mashma mikol mokum. Any way you write to her, it's okay, even on paper. If so, for the Gemara in Cain, if so, ma Talmud Lomar Sefer, why does the Pasuk say then, because of law, Sefer? Like Sefer is mashma, you have to write it on parchment. So Gemara says, Lomar Lachot teaches like this. Ma Sefer, just like a real Sefer, written on parchment, is dover shein by ruachayim. It's something that's not alive. The skin itself, now the parchment, is not alive. V'yena oichel, and it's not something you can eat. That's what it has to be. Is af kol dover shein by ruachayim v'yena oichel. True, you could write a get on anything. It doesn't have to be a piece of parchment. It could be a piece of paper. That's the klal, the cost of law. But it has to be doimis, something like a sefer. At least in these two ways. That it has to not be an animal, it can't be alive, and it can't be food. So that's the Pshan of Yosef Glili. That's what Torah says, the cost of law is safer. The cost of law means anything, but safer comes to teach us it can't be food or it can't be a Balchayan animal. For the more of Rabbonin, what's the Svar on the Rabbonin? Why do they say, yes, you're allowed to write a get even on the back of an animal. So Rabbanu said like this, if a bas sefer, if the Torah would have said loshim with a beis, because of law, bas sefer krisis, then could have come, then you're right. That bas sefer means right to get in something like a sefer, which would mean like a piece of parchment. And even if you want to say the cost of law is marba, it's only marba but something like a sefer that's not an animal. Or bahash to the cost of sefer, now that the Torah says the word stam sefer, without a base, it doesn't say the cost of bas sefer. It just says cost of sefer. Do you know what the word sefer means? It doesn't mean a piece of parchment at all. It just means lesfiras dvorim balma, hudi yosa. To come to teach us, what do you have to write inside the get? Inside the get, you have to write a sviras, telling over the story what's going on. Like you have to write out in the get what the get is all about. That's the lashon of the cost of the sefer. The cost of law sefer krisis means sviras dvorim, saying over words about what's going on. The Rashi says, El divrei haget kori sefer. Sviras dvorim, krisis dvorim, shiokursim mafridim inayim. Write out exactly what you're doing. You're doing to separate you and your wife. So that's what you have to write inside the get, a sefer about krisis. But not that what it has to be written on. So therefore, the Rabbanon doesn't dash in the word sefer. So he only says the word v'kosav law, so you can write it on anything. But now the Gemara is though, for Rabbanon, according to Rabbanon Shita, hai v'kosav my darshi bay. He said, why does the Torah have to say lashon of a kosav, an extra of a kosav? In other words, Pshiti could write to get on anything. Like, why would I think not? Bishleim, according to Yesi Aglili, the Torah says sefer. So sefer, I would think it means only a piece of parchment. Kamash milon v'kosav law, no anything. Why does it say the word sefer for? It has to be at least not a bal chai, not food. But according to the Rabbonin, that the word sefer just means you have to write about what's going on in the get. So then why does the Torah have to say an extra word because of law? Like Pshita you could write a get. What else can you do? So why does the Torah say because of law? So my answer is like this. Humi boile v'ksiva miskareshes v'yena miskareshes v'kesef. It's come to teach us another halacha. That the halacha is by a get, how can you give your wife a get? Only if it's written on a piece of paper, written a get. Mashenken not with money. You can't give your wife money to make gershin. Really I would have thought the pasuk makish yitzia, that's gershin lavaya to kedushin. The same pasuk talks about kedushin and it talks about getting, about giving a get. So I would have thought ma havaya, just like when you make kedushin, is the kesef you could be mekadosh your wife with giving her money. Is I would think also after yitzia the kesef, maybe when you want to get rid of your wife, give her a get. Also you could give her money. That could be in the place of a get. Kamash malon. That's why the pasuk has an extra time now. Because of law, you have to write to her. You can't give her money. You badavka have to write to her. But enechnami on what? There's no restrictions. According to Rabbon, you can write to get on anything, even on the back of an animal, even on a noichel, even on food. Also, you can write to get. Rashi says the enim is kareshes the kesef, the litain lo kesef l'shem gerushin for loymer and tella harayat megareshes boy kederav shenosan the kedushin v'yom harayam kedushes li. Just like by Kedushin we give her money, you give her a ring. Her egg went mekadeshesly, maybe the same thing by Gershon. And really I would say like that, because V'yiska shetzil avaya. V'yotza mi beisoy, she leaves your house, for hol chobohoy saliya shachar, and she gets married to somebody else. So in the same passage it talks about Yitzia, going out, and v'hoysa, she becomes married to somebody else. So I would think, mahavaya, kishimasav atzmal ish, efshe bekesef, we learn on Kedushin, if I'm kicha kicha mas deyefrein, maybe here also. That's what a Torah says an extra time. V'kosa avlo, no. Only with a ksiva, with a get, you could make gerushin and not with money. The other Gemara says, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, hai svar minole. He needs the word v'kosa avlo to teach us that you don't have to use a piece of parchment. You could use even paper. So how does he know only with writing and not with money? So he answers, mi sefer krisis nafgale. In other words, it says an extra time, sefer krisis. So we darshan sefer kursa, only a sefer, only something written could make the gershin. V'yein dover acha kursa, nothing else could chop off, could make kuris, could separate you and your wife. Now since the Torah says the word krisis, near the word sefer it says, because of law, sefer krisis, why does it say the word krisis next to sefer? To teach us only with a sefer can you be kuris, can you make a get, and not with money. For the marvi idach, what do the rabbanim do with this? Why don't they also learn out from here? And then it's a kasha, why does the Torah say because of law? must be idos the rabbonin who mi boyle no this pasuk of mi sefer krisis on to something else that we learn out ledover hakuris beinoy leveno. You know what a get has to be? A get has to be you separate yourself now from you and your wife, and you have nothing to do with her. It has to be a dover hakuris. You're chopped off. You're separated. Kedatanya, like this. Let's say somebody gives his wife a get, and he makes it tonight, he makes a condition, and he says, Hareza gitch, I'm giving you a get, a kosher get, but almanas on the condition, shletish the yain, you should not drink wine anymore. Or else for almanas, shletech lebeis avicha, liyerlam. Almanas said, you can never go visit your father's house. I'm giving you a get now, but the get is only chal if you never drink wine, or you never go to your father's house. Anytime you go to your father's house, the get will not be chal. So Gemara says, Alokher is ain't zakrisis. Even if she never goes to her father, never drinks wine, the get is not chal. Because that's not called krisis. Because the rest of her life, she still has ties to her husband. She still is not allowed to drink wine, or she can't go to her father's house. You know why? Because of the get. So that's not called krisis. Krisis means you have to be separated from the gamri. She doesn't have to have any ties up with you anymore. Mashenke and kol shloshim yoyim. Let's say that tonight the condition was only for 30 days. The husband says, here's the get. On a condition that you don't drink wine for the next 30 days. That's okay. Here is the krisis. That's called krisis. Because after 30 days, you're not going to have any more ties with him. That's enough. Even though for 30 days you have to worry not to drink wine, but she's allowed to get married to somebody else right now. Right now to get this chal. Right now it's called krisis. It's only a concern if you have ties with him the rest of your life. But it's only for a zaman, for 30 days like, then even right now to get this chal. That's why the pasuk says, because of law, sefer krisis, you have to be chorus chopped off from your husband. You can't make tanoim that she has to listen to you, loylam. Kadimar v'iduch, like what does Rabbi Yosef really do with this? Mi chorus krisis nafka. The Torah said the word chorus. It says, because of law, sefer chorus. Why does it say loshin? Because of law, sefer krisis, a double loshin like. So Rabbi Yosef really learns out two things. Mi chorus krisis nafka. One, this last drasha, and also that only with a get and not with money. V'iduch, what are the rabbanim? They learn out with two different things. For money, they learn out for cost of law, only ksiva, not money. And for krisus, they learn out from the word koras, krisus. So why don't they learn out two things from the word krisus? The Torah says, krisus loidarshi. The rabbanim hold that's urche de milsa. You don't make a drushum from koras and krisus. Even though the Torah could have said the word cost of law, sefer koras, but when it says krisus, that's also a normal way of learning. So I don't learn out any chidushim from this, only one chidush. So Rabbanan say means you can't make a tanai liyolim with her. How do you know not with money? That's the Rabbanan say from the word v'kosav law. Smell, everything's good according to the Rabbanan. According to Rabbi Yossi, you need an extra pasuk. He taka learns out two things from the word krisus. Yeah. Mishnah says, oi says sukosoi bein hoilonis. Somebody makes a sukkah in between trees. In other words, v'hoilonis the finest law, and you want to use the trees to be your walls, is kshera. Hey, so you have a nice, even though you put the schach on top of the trees, still it's kosher. Trashi ben alonis boritz. For loisom chaleim, avol hein daf neser. In other words, you have a frame that the schach is going to be held up by, a kosher frame, a wooden frame. You're only using the trees just to be the wall, to be the defanis. So now the Mishnah says, kshera, you're allowed to use the wall of a tree to be your daif and your wall for your sukkah. Omer av acher bab Yaakov. Kol mechitza sheni yecholo lamoid baruach mitzuya ena mechitza. Ena mechitza that can't stand up by normal wind. If normal wind comes, will blow it down, or lav dafka really blow it down. It just means will blow it back and forth. That's not called a good mechitza. Rashi says sheni yecholo lamoid baruach mitzuya sharuach malicha mevia. Not that it'll throw down, it'll just make the wind the mechitza shake. If the wind is going to make the wall shake, that's not called a good mechitza. That's a little bit of the problem when people make the canvas sukkahs. They use canvas for the walls. They have to make sure to tie it down nicely. They're usually supposed to tie it down the bottom also. Because if you don't tie it down, sometimes the wind could come and blow the wall back and forth. That's no good. It has to be tied down pretty tight that the wind can't shake it. So that's Rav Acher Rav Yaakov Zalocha. Now the Gemara asked the kasha from our Mishnah. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Hoy says sukkos ben elona. So somebody makes a sukkah in between the trees. Voyelon is the finest law, and the walls are the trees, is kshera. It's kosher. For the Gemara of Kozov Yossi, like who says we're talking about a strong tree? Maybe we're talking about a light tree, a small tree, that shakes back and forth. So how could you use these trees for walls? The chur of the wind shakes the tree.
Now the Gemara Hakam asking in the caution. No, we're talking about hard trees, not young soft trees. Trashi Yilon Nois Tekein of the oven. Talking about old trees, thick trees, a lot of a thick tree. So a thick tree does not get you, the wind doesn't shake it. Fred Gemara Vuika Noifoi. But you have the branches, and sometimes you're using the branches for the wool. And the Gemara, the Ovid law, the Ovid lay, Pahutsi Bedafne, Enechanami. If you're using the branches, the leaves, you have to like weave them in with straw to make sure they can't move. In other words, you have to take care to make sure it's a little bit strong. And Rashi says, Eka Noifoi, Sherlocho Bo, Pom Shafa Noifin Adifin. You use the branches, and sometimes the branches shake, and it's part of the wool. The Teret says, no, the Ovid lay, Oirig Hanoif. You have to weave the branches. Kemin mechitza, make it like a mechitza. In other words, weave the branches one with the other. Shelo yinanenu haruach. Here, Klor Rashi says, in order that the wind should not shake it. Like, it doesn't have to be the wind could blow it down. You don't need so far to pass it. It's enough just that the wind makes it shake. That's a posla mechitza. So here we're talking about that the twig, the branches, you wove one with the other, so now they don't shake. For the Mori Hochi, that's the case of our Mishnah, Maila Mehimra. So then what's the chiddush of our Mishnah like Shita? You have the schach and a good frame. You're only using the trees for the walls, so why not? The walls can be made from anything. Have the Gemara Ma, the time I would have thought. Nigzar, Duma, Ostilia, Shtamushai, Bilon, let's make a gzera. Maybe you come to use the tree. Kamash Vlom, we're not afraid. And the locker is, you're not allowed to climb up a tree on Shabbos or Yom Tif, and who are they? You're not allowed to be Mishtamish. Lamosh, you're not allowed to hang your coat or your hat on top of a tree. So I would think here on Sukkis, maybe on Yom Tif, you'll come to hang your coat on the tree. And that's also, Kamash Vlom, we don't make this gzera. Rashi says, L'shtemushi bilon, l'aniach olav kelev. And let's be afraid, maybe you'll forget, and you'll put your kelev, your hat, your coat, you'll hang it on the tree. Kamash Vlom, we don't make the gzera. But that's the loch, it's also to hang things on the tree. Or if you have things hanging on the tree, you're not allowed to take it off the tree on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. Toshima, come on, let's bring our rayas or kashes on Rav Acha Rav Yaakov's halacha. That he said, a mechitza can't shake. Toshima, hoyosham ilon, if you have a tree, or gather else a wall, or mechitza sakanim, like bamboo sticks for the mechitza, is nidim mishum d'yumid. We had this gemara in Ervin, that by the d'yumid, that means by a bore, that you want to fetch up the water on Shabbos, you're allowed to make easy mechitza on the four corners. You make like L shapes. Each corner you put like a mechitza, an amma by an amma, like an L shape on all four corners, even though in between is up to 10 ammas, still it's kosher. Now you're allowed to use these type of mechitzas for the d'yumid. For the L shape at the four corners, you're allowed to use these types, a geder or a mechitzas akanim. And so the mechitzas akanim could also shake, that's Gemara's kasha, or else Elon, use a tree could shake. And the Gemara no, hosam nami mishum diyavad leibutza v'dafna. There also, whenever it says to use a tree, even though sometimes you use the branches, we're talking about a case that the branches will not shake. That you wove the branches one with the other, they're not going to shake. That's why it could be a good mechitza there. Toshima, Elon Hamesa Chalorz. You have a nice big tree, say a palm tree, that's very wide, and the leaves like fold over like an umbrella. And the leaves, branches come down to the floor. So the tree looks like a nice umbrella that the branches branch off and come down to the ground. So the question now is, underneath the umbrella, underneath the tree, are you allowed to carry there? Is it called the Rosh Hashanah Yochid or not on Shabbos? You want to carry more than Dal Damis. So the shalom is poshut, you have mechitzas. The leaves of the trees are coming down all around you, so those are good mechitzas. So the din is, in a noifoi gevoyim in oritz, if the branches, when they come down, they're not higher than 3 tvachim off the ground, in other words, you could say lovid. In a noifoi gevoyim in oritz, loish tvachim, mitaltlim pachtov. You're allowed to carry underneath this tree. It's called a good mechitza. In other words, the branches off a big palm tree, like an umbrella, and the branches come down that they're less than 3 tefachim off the ground, so you say lovud, it's like attached to the ground, so if you're inside a tree all around you, you have mechitzas all around you, like a circle of mechitzas, so you're allowed to carry. For the Gemara Amai, ho ka'ozul v'yosi, here also, the stem of the leaves, the branches, when the wind comes, it'll blow them, they'll shake, so why is it called a good mechitza? And the Gemara here also, no, ho samnami diyavad leibutz of dafna, again, I'll tell you, talking about that you wove the branches together, that they're not going to shake. Fred Gemari Hochi, if so, Netalte Bekuloi, if so, that you made mamish good mechitza to this tree, you mamish wove the branches, so no matter how wide the tree is, it should be called a good reshusa yochid, and you should be allowed to carry inside there. Aloma, how come, Omer Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua, how come Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua said like this,
a metaltlin boy ella beis osayim. You should know you're only allowed to carry your